Chapter 45. In the opinion of Beelzebub, man's extraction of electricity from nature and its destruction during its use is one of the chief causes of the shortening of human life. After Beelzebub had listened to the contents of the Laitūchandras and had put it on the Sinuru, rather like a set of shelves, next to him, he again sighed deeply and went on speaking as follows. It would be only half a calamity for our common megalocosmos if the abnormal conditions of ordinary existence of the three brain beings of this planet Earth had only had bad consequences for them alone, that is, for themselves as three brain beings, and for the possibility of completely perfecting the higher being bodies that have had the extreme misfortune to have arisen within them or which may arise within them in the future. But now the whole terror lies in this, that their abnormal existence is already having a repercussion and a harmful influence on the normal existence of the three brain beings breeding on other planets, belonging, it is true, to the same solar system, and also on the possibilities of perfecting the higher being parts coated in the common presence of these beings. I happen to learn about this distressing fact of a common cosmic character just before I left that solar system, Ors, forever. Of everything that enabled me to recognize this distressing fact and to crystallize in my common presence the imperishable being data for my unswerving conviction of its truth, what will interest you the most is that I was greatly helped in this by none other than the result, or as your favorites would say, the son of my essence friend, Gornahua Harhach, the young, conscious individual, Gornahua Rauch, who, like his producer, had taken as the aim of his existence the detailed study of the properties of the omnipresent cosmic substance, Okidanoch, and who also had gradually become worthy to be considered one of the common cosmic learned three-brain beings of the highest degree. Do you know what, my boy? Since all the events and conversations which served to elucidate and crystallize factors in me for an unshakable conviction about this distressing common cosmic fact are very interesting and might be very instructive for you, and since as yet only the reflections of the sphere of our dear Caritas have become visible, I will tell you about this in somewhat greater detail. In order to give you a fuller representation of why it was that data were crystallized in my being for verifying and thoroughly comprehending this fact, I shall tell you about what took place in its exact order, beginning with the moment, while still on this planet of yours, when I first received the news of my full pardon. As soon as I heard about this special, most glorious act of grace toward me, I of course decided to return at the first opportunity to the place of my arising, so dear to my essence. But it was necessary for me first to ascend to the planet Mars in order to make thorough preparations for such a long journey. Several days later, I left your planet forever and returned to the planet Mars, as always on our ship occasion. Soon after arriving there, we received a command from above that I and all the other beings of our tribe who wished to return to the place of their arising should go by the ship occasion to the planet Saturn, where the large inter-system ship Omnipresent would land and take us all to our destination. Nevertheless, I had to stay for a certain time on the planet Mars in order to settle all my personal affairs and to give various orders concerning the beings of our tribe. And it was just at this time that I was told that the Tufneftef very much wished to see me. Tufneftef is the name given on the planet Mars to the chief of all the three brain beings breeding there. That is, he corresponds to the being who on your planet is called king. I had known this Tufneftef, or king, in his youth, when he was only a Plefpersnuf. A Plefpersnuf is almost the same as Zerlikner on our planet and a physician on your planet Earth. In this connection, I should mention that on almost all the planets of our great universe, and likewise on the other planets of the solar system Oort, a being becomes a chief over other beings by his merit, and most often by the merit he has acquired as a Plefpersnuf, or physician, that is, a physician of the spirit as well as of the body. My first meeting with the Martian Tufneftef took place soon after we arrived in this solar system and settled on the planet Mars. He was then a Plefpersnuf on just that part of the surface of the planet where I and all who accompanied me had established our place of residence. Later on, while existing on various parts of the surface of that planet, in the capacity of Plefpersnuf, he became worthy to be the head of all the beings breeding on the planet Mars. And when he was nearing the state of the sacred Ishmetch, he desired to return to that part of his planet where he had spent his youth. And that is why this former Plefpersnuf, now the Tufneftef, happened at that time to be near the place of my residence on Mars. This Martian Tufneftef was already, according to the notions of your favorites, an extremely old being. By the time calculation of the planet Mars, he was about 12,000 years old, and only a little less by the time calculation of the Earth. Here I must tell you that on the planet Mars, the duration of existence of beings is in general almost the same as that of the three-centered beings of all the other planets of our megalocosmos, excepting, of course, those beings who are formed directly from the first tetartocosmoses, the duration of whose existence may be three times longer. The three brain beings arising and existing on the planet Mars, as well as those on all the planets of our megalocosmos, where the process of existence is normal for three brain beings, have the full possibility of reaching the state of the sacred Ishmetch, that is, the state in which the existence of a being, as regards the most great cosmic Iran-Iran-Umange, becomes dependent only on substances that arise directly from the manifestations of the most holy prime source itself. Whereas for other beings, their existence always depends on cosmic substances that arise from the results of all corresponding center of gravity concentrations of the common cosmic fundamental Ansan Baloyazar. And when they reach this state of the sacred Ishmetch, and the reason of their highest part is already perfected up to the required gradation of the sacred scale of objective reason, the process of the sacred Rascuano takes place in them only by their own wish, and furthermore, their highest being body is taken directly to the holy planet Purgatory. And so, my boy, when I returned to the planet Mars from the planet Earth and was hurriedly winding up my affairs there, I was informed that the Tufneftef of the planet wished to see me personally. This request of the Honorable Tufneftef was transmitted to me by our Ahun by means of what is called there a Kelly-e-Ofu, or as they say on the planet Earth, a note.